Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily. And I have a special guest with me. Today, we are finishing the Valentine's Day speed run re-rating Gen 1 special.
My, that's a mouthful.
Yes. So, I think we left off on Magikarp. So we're rating them out of 5 stars. You can rate it based on your personality and looks, or if you only want to rate it looks, that's fine too.
And this is Princess Sarah, by the way.
Oh, princess.
That's what my name means. It means princess.
Okay.
So you can just call me princess instead of mom from now on.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Okay, Magikarp, what do you want to give it?
We're rating it 1 to 5?
Yeah.
And it's based on looks alone?
No, I said you can base it on whatever you want.
Oh. I would have to give it a 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I like about it, it's got a lot going on. It's got some tentacles underneath its eyeballs. It's got, lots of different, it looks like different textures on its body, which is probably scales. And then some pointy fins. It's got a lot going on. So I rated it a 4 because of its appearance only.
I like fish. I like koi fish too, and it kind of looks like one. I'll give it 3.5 because it's hilarious in the show.
Mm.
It's like a gag. Yeah. Then we have Gyarados, its evolved form. And then there's Mega Gyarados. I don't like that as much.
That one's the Mega Gyarados looks pretty darn scary.
Which one do you like better?
Gyarados for sure.
Okay, what are you thinking? I'm gonna see if I can find a shiny. Oh wow, I forgot the shiny was red. Do you like that more? I think I like the blue more.
Yeah, I agree. I like the blue better.
Okay.
Yep.
It kind of looks like a Chinese dragon.
Yeah, and did you know that we were both born the year of the dragon for the Chinese?
Oh, I didn't know you were as well.
Yep, we're both dragons.
Okay.
So, I would rate it a 4.
I'll give it a 4. I like it. Next, we have Lapras. Look at the look it's giving us.
I know. What do you got underneath that shell there, Lapras?
It looks like a dinosaur, an aquatic dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose aquatic, it is a water Pokemon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says water.
Yeah.
Let me just look to make sure I'm doing this in the right order. Okay. Yep, okay, this is right. Okay, anyways, what do you want to rate Lapras? Should I see if there's a shiny?
Yeah.
I think it might be. Oh!
Purple!
I think I like the blue better. It's hard to
say. I like both of the colors, but I might like the purple a little better. Let's go back to the other one. The blue. Yeah, I think. Let's look at the shiny one. I think I like the purple better.
Okay.
Yeah, purple might be my favorite color.
I'll give Lapras 4 stars.
Yep. All right. Yeah, it looks pretty. Looks pretty cool. Oh my gosh, look at that. It's a blob.
Ditto.
Ditto?
Ditto. Oh, goodness.
Looks kind of like a blob. Like a.
It can shape itself into anything. Oh, it's blue. Blue and pink ones.
kind of cool.
I'll give it 3 stars average.
I know I do know other numbers, but I want to give it a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Plain and simple, but cool, because it, like you said, it takes on the shapes of other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Now on to the most awaited one, Eevee and Evolutions.
Aww. Yeah.
So, we'll start out with Eevee, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Grandma, you want to rate these Pokemon? Or are you busy? So, I will give Eevee 4 stars. It's very cute.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite when we saw that episode. I guess, I think 5 stars.
Mom, what do you want to rate Eevee?
I would have to... It's the eyes.
4.5.
It reminds me of chocolate mousse. It makes me hungry.
Mm. Yeah, I would have to say 4.5.
Vaporeon? Should I pull up the bigger picture?
That's good enough for me.
Okay. Me too. I don't care for it at all.
Oh.
The looks of it.
It kind of looks like a mermaid.
Yeah, the mermaid tail. I was just going to say, like an alien or a mix slash of a mermaid. Seal. Kind of looks like alien head. And mermaid tail.
I'll give Vaporeon 3.5 or 4 stars.
I'd say 3 for me.
I don't know why when I first looked at it, it looked kind of, I don't know, it just reminded me of maybe an eel or something. So 2.5 for me.
Okay. Jolteon?
Oh, that looks like a fancy bunny rabbit.
Did I give Vaporeon 3.5? I changed my mind. I'm going to give Vaporeon 3 stars.
I think that's what you said.
I thought I said 3.5 or 4 stars.
Okay.
Changing it to 3 stars. Because then I want Jolteon to be 3 stars. Or 3.5.
Yeah, I think Jolteon I'd give 3.
What are you thinking, 3.5. Yeah. Okay, Flareon. That's a 1.5 star for me.
Yeah. Pretty darn low for me, too.
Yeah, for some reason. It looks a little bit weird. 2.
1.5.
We all have the same taste.
1.75. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'll do that.
Espeon.
That reminds me of a hairless cat.
You just can't see its fur.
Oh, well, it looks really short.
It looks very sleek. It looks like an alien and a cat combined. I'm giving it 4 stars.
Oh, my.
I like it. Caitlin really likes this one, too.
Hmm. I'd say 3.
2.5.
Okay. Umbreon. I like it.
I do, too.
And then its shiny has blue instead of yellow on it. Blue rings. Hmm.
Can we see what that looks like?
Sure. Don't mind Sergio, he's being a pest.
Yeah, if you hear anything panting.
If you ever hear any panting, heavy breathing.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Our German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And he wants to play ball really bad.
Only day and night.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the blue better than the yellow on the
shiny one. I do too, that's pretty.
Okay, so what do you guys want to rate it? I think I said I'd give it 4 stars.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4.
I'd give it a 4.5.
Alrighty. Leafeon. I wonder if this one has a shiny. Huh. I really can't tell if it does. One of these is supposed to be a shiny. It just looks a little darker than the other.
3.5 for me.
I'm not crazy about that one. I'll say 2.5.
I'll say 3.5. Glaceon. I like that.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. I'll say 4 stars for me.
4 for me, too.
3 for me.
Okay. And last one, Sylveon.
Huh. Reminds me of cotton candy a little bit.
Let me make this bigger.
The eyes.
Yikes.
Oh, they're freaky.
Ah. Yeah. Ah. There's no pupils.
That's what's wrong. Couldn't figure that out. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look right.
It's hypnotized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like everything but the eyes. So I'll give it 3 stars.
2.5.
Oh,
okay. Now we got Porygon. I did this episode with you. Do you remember it? Porygon?
You know, I don't... It looks too much like a robot to me.
Yeah, it's not for me. 1.5. I'm picky when it comes to...
Yeah, I'll say 1.
What about Porygon 2? That looks a little...
Well,
still looks like a toy.
You can't fix it.
I don't know. That one's a cuter. It looks like a child's toy.
Yeah, it does.
I'll give it 2...
It looks like a duck.
2 or 2.5 stars for Porygon 2. What do you guys think?
Maybe 3.
Should I look up a shiny...
I don't know if you can help Porygon.
I don't know if you can. Porygon.
Yeah, it looks just like a
I don't
toy.
Like the shiny little ducky as much.
I like it.
I like the hot pink better.
Yeah, I like the blue.
I like the blue better. Yeah.
I'll give it 3.
Porygon Z. That's a 1.5 for me. It's its eyeballs.
It's like its head is not even attached to its body, it looks like.
Oh, how does that work?
Yeah.
I don't know. Give it a 1.
Okay. Ammonite, we also did this episode together.
Yeah.
Funny.
I'll give it either 2.5 or 3 stars average. It's like a little snail. Almost looks like its mustache.
That's what I was thinking.
A blue mustache.
Looks like a grandpa Pokemon. It reminds me of what a grandpa would look like.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I give it 2.
Okay. I'm a star.
Oh my.
Wow.
Looks bizarre.
Kind of scary looking.
Yeah, that's 2 stars for me.
One.
It's
for
its
me.
Mouth. That scares me.
I don't like the spikes either.
1.
1.
Did you realize I didn't rate like the last bunch of them?
Well, hurry up and get your opinion here. It's called a speed run for a reason.
All right.
Okay, Kabuto.
3.
Really? Okay.
I think it looks a little bit frightening. with the kind of a clawy feet.
1.3 stars for me.
Yeah, one. My eyes don't have pupils again.
It's evolved form, Kabutops.
Oh my gosh.
This kind of looks like, Kabutops kind of looks like Scyther.
Two.
One.
I'll give it 2.5. Aerodactyl. Omega. Oh, I don't like that one as much.
I don't either.
I like Omega better than Aerodactyl.
You like the Mega?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the first one again?
Aerodactyl.
This one?
Yeah, I don't mind that one so much. But I'll just say 1.5.
I'll say 1.3.
Two.
Wait. Oh, okay. Snorlax. Wait, let's look at Munchlax first. This is the pre-evolved form.
Oh, cute. It's kind of like a bunny on steroids.
Oh, man.
Munchlax. It munches too much carrot, too much carrots.
It eats anything and everything.
I would give it a 2.
2.5.
2.5.
I'd give it 1.5.
How come you don't like it?
I just don't like its design. I don't know. It just doesn't do it.
3.5.
I like its head, but I don't really like anything else.
Oh, yeah. The bottom is a little bit different.
Okay, Snorlax. Just a big cuddly cat bear.
Cat bear.
One.
Three.
One!
Yeah.
I'll give him 2.5. Or 3. If he snuggles with me and he has fur. Okay. Now we're to the bird. Legendary bird trio.
All right.
Articuno, one of my favorite Pokemon of all time. There's the Galarian.
Hmm.
I like regular Articuno better.
That one's nice. I give it a 4.5.
4.
I'll give it a 5. Out of 5.
What's your favorite trait about it?
Well, it has a great personality in the show, and I love birds, and I just think it's so pretty.
I changed my mind.
It's 4. The prettiest.
7.5 instead of 4.
Of legendary bird trio, in my opinion. Zapdos.
Oh my gosh, that looks like it got struck by lightning.
Well, it is lightning bird.
It looks like a bug, like a mosquito that you killed and you slammed it, and then it's like a dead bug sticking to your windshield.
Yeah, everything's sticking out of it.
One.
That's kind of funny.
Poor thing.
I'll give it 2.
What about Galarian? Oh, that's... I don't like that.
I don't like that at all. 1.5.
Well, rate whichever one you like the best. I like regular Zapdos.
I like Galarian better.
I like... I'll give Zapdos 3.5 or 4. But just based on its looks, 3.5. Moltres.
Yeah.
Galarian Moltres is very different from,
I'd say,
regular Moltres. Which one do you guys like better? I don't like the Galarian. I don't like the Galarian on any of the Cantonian birds trio. Legendary birds
Galarian.
Trio.
I would say I like the Galarian better.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to say because one, they're so colorful, but yet kind of frightening. The second one, that one is probably not as frightening, so I'd say 2.5 for that one.
Well, which one do you like better, the Galarian
The Galarian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3.5.
I'm going to give Moltres 2. I don't like it. Dratini.
The face is sure cute. Otherwise, it doesn't look the greatest. It's like a worm.
It's like a snake.
Yeah. I guess.
It's a cute snake, though. You can't say many snakes are cute.
Yeah, no snakes are cute.
Where is its mouth?
It's probably under there, under that big white.
The snout?
Nose or whatever. I guess I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, 3.5.
I'll give Dratini. I want to see if it has a shiny. A pink.
That's kind of pretty.
Pinkish purple. I think I like the blue better, though. I'll give Dratini 2.5.
I think I'm going to change my answer to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cute little worm, snake, baby dragon.
Here's the evolved form, Dragonair.
I don't like that as well. Mm-hmm. I'd say 1.5.
Definitely snake, more snake-like because of the rattles on the tail.
I like this one better. It's still 2.5 for me, though. I'm thinking its shiny is probably pink, too, as well. Let me look. Yeah. Okay. Final evolution, Dragonite. A lot of people like this one. I like Dragonite. It looks like that show I used to watch when I was a kid with the dragons. Dragon Tales, was it called?
Maybe. I don't remember the name, but
it,
I do.
It looks just like
it. It looks familiar. I think it looks like it's happy. It's got a smile. It looks friendly.
It's waving.
Yeah, it's all friendly. So I'll give it 4.
I'll give Dragonite 5.
Wow.
It's cute.
It's just the friendly demeanor that it has. That draws me in.
Two.
Okay. Now we got Mew and Mewtwo.
Why?
Hang on. We have a lot of evolutions. Okay. We got Mewtwo, Mega Mewtwo X. Mega Mewtwo Y.
Yikes. Mega Mewtwo Y is my favorite out of all three.
I'm trying to sort through what's what here. My goodness. I don't like any of them. Yeah.
They look very alien. All of them do.
Yeah, they look... Oh, look at the expression, like all mad and crabby.
You should see him in the movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is he, mad and crabby?
He was scientifically created, and he turns on the scientist and was really mad, and then was taken in by this evil corporation, but then he overthrew them, and then... And then he was trying to take over everyone's Pokemon and trying to control the Pokemon. And I think his heart changed in the end.
Oh, that's good.
But, yeah.
Well, as long as his heart changed, I'll give him 1. Otherwise, I was going to give him 0.
You can't give a 0.
Oh.
I'm going to give Mewtwo. First of all, I like the... original Mewtwo looked the best. I'll give it 3.5 stars. Or 4.
That's a lot.
Well, I might be a little biased, so.
I think if you watch the show, it makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should show you guys the movie. It's an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Mewtwo. This is the last one.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Mew.
Bizarre, but cuter.
I like psychics.
I think it looks psychic.
It's a type psychic. Yeah.
I was looking at
that. Oh, I see. I can't see it from here.
Oh.
The lettering.
I need my glasses.
She has her glasses.
I know.
I know. It's just that I don't want to lean forward.
Do you want me to move this over?
Oh, well then
can hold it. It's the last
no,
one.
No, I'm fine. I've got my contacts in.
Yeah, I don't think it looks that bad. I'd say 3.
Okay. I think it's super cute. I don't know if I liked it in the movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
But based on just its looks, I'd give it 4 stars.
What movie is this that you keep talking about?
It's the first Pokemon movie. It's called Pokemon... I don't remember the rest.
That's a weird
something,
name.
Something, the, something about Mewtwo, maybe.
Sure, he's gone.
Me and Caitlin talked about the movie in the Mew and Mewtwo episode. I don't remember, but if you're a Pokemon fan, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Rise of Mewtwo? Mewtwo Strikes Back, I think. Unless that's a sequel to Mewtwo, first one.
Sergio, shame on you.
Okay. Anyways, so that was our last Valentine's Day run. Do you guys have anything else to add?
Two. Yep, that's
two.
How I'm rating it.
You're rating what a 2?
Mew.
You're rating Mew a 2.
Yeah, I never got to see my thing.
So. Well, it's called a speed run, Mom. Gotta get your opinion in there.
That's my opinion!
That's my opinion! So we'll end it there. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.
Bye!
Bye!